NBA players are used to playing on holidays. Except for Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Eve, you can pretty much count on catching a game, even when many of us have the day off. But there is a new day this season when no NBA games will be played. NPR's Deepa Shivaram tells us about it.
November 8th is Election Day, and for the first time in NBA history, no games will be scheduled. It's part of an effort to encourage fans, staff, and players to get out and vote in the midterms.
In the past, we've played anywhere from, you know, 4 to 8 games. And so this will keep our teams free to make sure that they're doing their civic duty.
That's Kathy Behrens, the NBA's president of social responsibility and player programs. She says that during the pandemic in 2020 and after the murder of George Floyd, there was a push within the NBA to do more around civic engagement.
Our view has always been anything that makes it easy for people to vote, easier for people to vote, should be encouraged. Hopefully, now that people won't be tuning into NBA games on election night, that gets more people out to vote.
This isn't the first time the NBA has gotten involved with turning out the vote. In 2020, some NBA players walked out after a police officer shot Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. As part of their response, the NBA agreed to allow more than a dozen of their arenas to be used as polling locations and voter registration sites. And they started talking about what to do on future election days.
In talking to our players, one of the things that they said was, we've got to remind people that the power is at the polls.
There are still games to watch for, though. The night before Election Day, all 30 NBA teams will play. That's rare, and the league says it'll be a final call to get their fans to vote across the entire country. And teams will be sending out more information on how to vote in their states in the coming months. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.